The Tutor by Peter Abrahams. For my children, Seth, Ben, Lily, and Rosie. Art in the blood is liable to take the strangest forms. From The Greek Interpreter by A. Conan Doyle. 1. Linda Marks Gardner awoke from a dream and felt her husband's erection against her hip, not nudging it, not demanding, just there. Earlier in her marriage, or maybe more accurately, very early, on pre-dawn mornings like this, the bedroom dim and shadowy, Linda would have taken a hold of Scott and started something. Those pre-dawn somethings, their bodies still loose and heavy with sleep, would usually turn out pretty good, sometimes better than that. Linda got out of bed. In her dream, she'd been frantically erasing words from sheets of pink paper, but the words themselves were all forgotten. As she went into the bathroom, Scott made a little sound in his sleep, one of those soft grunts that indicate agreement. She had a funny thought, not like her at all. Was he erasing something, too? Then she was in the shower, her appointment book opening up in her mind, time blocks dense with her neat writing. There was going to be an overrun in the Skyway account, most of it from the photography screw-up, but not all. Linda tried to figure out where the rest of it came from, letting go of everything but work so completely that she jumped as she caught sight of Scott through the steamy glass, his naked back to her as he stood before the toilet. She called to him. "Can you wake Brandon?" Scott said something she didn't catch because of the shower's noise, almost a roar. When they'd renovated, instead of moving up from West Mill to Old Mill, they'd used nothing but the best, in this case the 10-jet tower from Kohler's Body Spa collection, and when she looked again, he wasn't there. The water, hot and pounding, felt so good she could have stayed there all day. Linda turned off the shower at once.